Knight trudged to where he had left his horse nibbling at a patch of grass. He stashed the spyglass in his saddlebags and put his foot into the stirrup to mount. Distant gunfire and the pounding of horse hooves made him freeze. He pulled himself up and settled into the saddle before searching for the origin of those sounds of battle. Directly south of him, loud whoops suddenly rang out. He edged his horse in that direction, alert for a trap. When he caught sight of the drama playing out across the desert, he almost wheeled around and rode off. Two Indians rode, firing arrows at a cowboy not 20 yards ahead of them. The cowboy swung from side to side, thrusting his revolver out, and getting off wild shots that did nothing to slow the pursuit. Knight knew that hitting anything while firing from horseback was difficult. Shooting over a shoulder as he galloped from two Apaches trying to turn him into a pincushion presented the cowboy an impossible task. He might get lucky and score with one of those wild shots, but from where Knight sat, the man being pursued so aggressively had chased off Lady Luck a lot earlier. Knight drew his rifle from the saddle sheath, levered around into the chamber, and snugged the weapon to his shoulder. He held his horse steady with his knees as he swung smoothly from behind the Indians and then passed them in a slow arc. When he came even with the lead Indian, he squeezed the trigger. His round missed the lead rider but hit the second, jolting him halfway around even though he didn't fall from the racing pony. The cowboy was out of luck, but Knight's was damned good at the moment. He had only winged the Apache, but that was enough to cause the warrior to veer away from the chase. Although he'd even the odds, Knight realized the luck still rested with him. The fleeing cowboy's bullets all but ran out. The Apache still had a quiver filled with arrows. Judging by the smooth pluck, draw, and fire, the warrior had a good chance to skewer his quarry.
Oh, hell.
Yeah! Yeah!
Knight spurred his horse down the sandy slope and across the sun-baked desert in pursuit. Head down, riding like the wind, he closed the gap between him and the Indian. As he galloped closer, Knight saw this was no young buck on his first raid. He was facing a grizzled veteran of too many ambushes and battles. The Indian brought his horse to a dead halt, drew back on his bow, and let an arrow fly. It spun a little as it flew toward Knight. The fletching on one side was torn off, and the unstable flight sent the arrow angling to the right, away from him.
Whoa!
Knight hauled back on the reins, his horse kicking up a cloud of dust as he duplicated the Indian's ploy. On a stationary mount, he had a better chance of making a killing shot. Fortune still favored Knight. The rifle slug tore through the Apache's head and knocked him clean off his horse. Knight levered in another round as he heard a horse galloping for him. He lowered the rifle when he saw the frantic cowboy waving at him.